7 Times Hollywood Celebs Wished Violence Against Trump in 2018. By Justin Caruso on December 26, 2018. Once again, several Hollywood celebrities spent the year fantasizing about violence against President Donald Trump, his family, members of his administration, and his supporters. While down from the more than dozen celebrities who imagined violence against Trump in 2017, the Hollywood hate was still savage from the likes of Jim Carrey, John Legend, and Rosie O'Donnell. Below is the worst of the worst. 1. Peter Fonda calls for Barron Trump to be kidnapped, put in cage with pedophiles. Actor Peter Fonda went on an unhinged rant on social media in June about the controversy over children being separated from adults at the border. Among other things, Fonda wished for Barron Trump to be detained and put into a cage with pedophiles. "We should RIP Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if mother will stand up against the giant asshole she is married to," he said. The actor also had disgusting wishes for Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Kirstjen Nielsen is a lying gash that should be put in a cage and poked at by passers-by. The gash should be pilloried in Lafayette Square naked and whipped by passers-by while being filmed for posterity, he said. Fonda also said, "SS, Sarah Sanders, is a lying gash, too. And gash is much worse than cunt. Maybe we should take her children away and deport her to Arkansas. And giving her children to Stephen Goebbels Miller for safekeeping." Fonda later apologized for his statements and deleted the tweets. 2. Singer John Legend supports public harassment of Trump administration. In June, singer and left-wing activist John Legend defended the public harassment of Trump administration officials, saying in a social media post, "Let's make a deal with the Trump administration. Reunite all these families immediately and you can go out to eat wherever the fuck you want. I don't care about fucking Sarah Sanders. Reunite the fucking kids with their families and then we'll talk about Sarah Sanders and her fucking dinner," he also said that month. 3. Jim Carrey draws Donald Trump burning at the stake. Actor Jim Carrey depicted President Trump being burned at the stake in a drawing posted to his social media page in August. Carrey's drawings frequently depict the president and other conservatives in degrading ways. The Ace Ventura actor recently drew Sarah Sanders and referred to her as a gorgon who will turn your heart to stone. 4. Broadway actress Carol Cook makes joke about Trump's assassination. 5. Rosie O'Donnell jokes about military coup on Trump. Left-wing activist and actress Rosie O'Donnell fantasized about a military coup against President Trump in October, saying, "I want to send the military to the White House to get him." In the same interview, she confessed that Trump's election made her literally sick and forced her to exile herself from public life for a year. "I actually got physically sick that night," she said of election night 2016. "I thought to myself, this cannot be happening. When he got the nomination, I thought I just have to wait until election day. And then he won. It took a good year to compose myself in public again. I took a year out of the spotlight." 6. Actor James Cromwell warns of blood in the streets over Trump presidency. Actor James Cromwell said in a speech in October that if Trump's presidency isn't stopped democratically, there will be a bloody revolution instead. "If we don't stop, President Trump, now, then we will have a revolution for real. Then there will be blood in the streets," he said. The 78-year-old also didn't rule out the possibility of violent revolution. "We will cut through the corruption, and we won't have to do what comes next, which is either a nonviolent revolution or a violent one, because this has got to end," he said. 7. Tom Arnold challenges Trump to a fist fight on Twitter. Actor Tom Arnold fantasized about fighting President Trump in a social media post in October. "I say put up or shut up at real Donald Trump, me versus you. For America. First body slam wins. Any rally. Any time. Between now and the midterms," he said. This strange threat earned the 59-year-old activist a visit from the Secret Service. These violent threats had become the norm for Hollywood celebrities since Trump announced his campaign for president. Throughout 2016 and 2017, stars expressed a number of violent fantasies about the president and his supporters. Madonna infamously confessed her thoughts about blowing up the White House, while Robert De Niro openly said he wanted to punch Trump in the face.